It's time for Lincoln County Connections on KNPT, KWDP, and KBCH. Here's your host, Casey Miller.
Good morning and welcome to Lincoln County Connections. Grateful to be here in the Bob Spangler Studios, coming to you through Uquinabay Communications. Our guest this morning, Savannah Staggs. She is a peer mentor and a counselor in training with Phoenix Wellness Center. Also, Nicole Raridan. She is a peer mentor and outreach specialist with Phoenix. We've had Nicole on the show before. Happy to find out what's brewing at Phoenix Wellness Center and expanding services. So good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
And I'm back. So how are you doing?
Good, man. Yeah? Super good. Yeah.
Busy, huh?
Really busy.
Wow,
but
that's
busy in a good way, you know.
Right.
We're reaching people and expanding and, you know, like just doing what we can to be there, be available no matter what.
Yeah, so important. We were talking a little bit about the mental health symposium, and it just brought, I would think there was 100 people at this symposium at the Samaritan Education Center. And one of the things that struck me was we've got a wide array of services out there, and we seem to be ramping up more services, but there's still so much need.
Absolutely.
And it's great to have Phoenix in that service profile. But let's just talk a little bit about who you both are. Nicole, let's start with you. How long have you been with Phoenix?
I have actually been with Phoenix just a little bit over a year. And I came to them from the medical background. I was a CNA for about 14 years. And, you know, so I feel like, you know, I have a lot of energy, a lot of excitement about helping people make changes in their life. I'm also coming up on 10 years in recovery, so being able to see where my growth has came and advocate with people and for people to help them understand the process and that it is a possibility.
Well, props to you, because as someone who's 17 days alcohol free, I look at you for 10 years and I think, man, that's amazing. Like, awesome. It's so awesome.
It's legitimate, just one day at a time. Like, I mean, it might sound like I have a lot of time under my belt, but I have today for today, you know?
So. Yeah. Well, I could go on about this, but from my experience, I mean, I know I've got a long ways to go, but it feels good. Savannah Staggs, tell us about yourself and how you discovered Phoenix.
I've been with Phoenix in April. It will be 2 years. I came to Phoenix just by having some connections and knowing a few people, and it just, you know, came together for me really in a way that I didn't know it would. In October, I'll be having 8 years in recovery.
Wow.
You know, so I have lived experience, and that's really what I bring to the table. And it helps, you know, the individual, the person, know that they're not alone and that somebody else has been through it too, you know, and that makes all the difference and helps a person feel that sense of belonging, you know, that relationship that you build with somebody, knowing that, you know, like, you see me, you hear me, you know where I've been because you've been there too, you know? And, you know, I'm always learning. I'm always ready to learn and willing. And, I learn just as much from my clients as they learn from me, you know, like we're in this together. And that speaks for everybody in our office. You know, we are all just willing to bend and do whatever we have to do.
Yeah. My 12-year-old told me the other day, got called in the principal's office. It turned out to be for a good thing, but he told the principal, I guess he had a growth mindset. I was like, maybe I think I'm doing something right here. But, you know, you have a growth mindset towards serving the community and towards your discipline.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's totally awesome. And maybe necessary, really, to stay agile. You know, when I at the mental health symposium, one of the things that struck me was, you know, there have been several touch points in my life where professional or skilled peer mentors or practitioners have been absolutely, you know, really important for my growth. And, you know, that's key, because I know even in my recent efforts to be alcohol free, it's like, don't want to talk about it, or right. I don't reach out, and yeah. I know, you know,
scary. It's a scary spot,
right? So yeah. maybe talk about
intimidating, scary.
Is that a common barrier for
folks?
Absolutely,
yeah. And I think the most amazing part about, you know, being in outreach for me is we work with local law enforcement, and we're able. I mean, they'll call us and be like, "Hey, we got this person," yeah. Which is pretty rad to be able to develop a relationship with, like that, with law enforcement. To help aid our community, right? Because it is a huge issue. And to be able to follow them to the scene and actually sit down on somebody's couch and talk with them about, hey, this is what's up, dude. Like, I've been here. I've been right where you're at with a cop standing over my shoulder.
Yeah.
I've been right where you're at, scared and not knowing how to get help. But this is the services we can offer. And sometimes that engagement doesn't go well. And sometimes the engagement is just as simple as like, hey, we have a medical provider I can get you hooked up with. And that's just planting that seed, like I talked about before with you. You know, it's planting that seed and waiting for it to grow enough that they have the courage to say, hey, I need more help than just a peer mentor coming to talk to me. And then that's where Savannah will come in and kind of surround them with the more intimate aspect of the assessment and things like that, where they really dig deep into their past and open up. And so it's just watching that seed grow is amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. And that growth potential, you plant the seeds. Maybe that's some of really the cultural shift that's happening.
For sure.
So we didn't talk about this, or, you know, I even look back in 91 when I was getting my bachelor's in psychology, you know, arguably the tools, the awareness, the tools are maybe are better or more sophisticated or more agile, but the awareness is growing. And I suspect some people just aren't even maybe aware that there are options, or that they may be in a rut.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. And so, like, you know, reaching them in that rut. So that's what I do. I reach them in the trench and I bring them into Phoenix, and I'll go straight into Savannah's office. It's really important. Phoenix really prides themselves on bringing somebody into the office and getting them engaged immediately, because like we talked about before, there's a really small window with addiction. And when somebody starts to become willing and the seed starts to grow enough to where they're able to say, hey, I need help, it's important to be able to provide that help spot on. So that's definitely something that I'm amazed by every day, is I can call Savannah at any time. Yeah. I can call anybody in the office at any time and say, hey, I need this person to come in right now, whether it's from straight from the hospital being discharged, or straight out of the back of a cop car, or from a homeless camp, like somewhere. And we bring them straight in, and I'll sit in there with them because they're already a familiar face until they're able and comfortable to get with Savannah. And then Savannah will take over. And
yeah, I mean, it's like, it's addressing the person as a whole, right? Like, so we take a holistic approach to treating the person, not the addict, you know? And it's not just about having a drug and alcohol problem. It's mind, body, and soul. So, you know, whether it's the barriers of healthcare, or, you know, personal problems with family or whatever, you know, like, we can help get you some health insurance or whatever, take you to a doctor's appointment and sit with you. So it's not as scary, you know, or go for a walk on the beach and help you process through some stuff, because some people just need that support and to know that they're not alone.
Savannah, can you talk a little bit about becoming a peer mentor and what pulled that lever? Like you said, 8 years recovery. Between that 8 years and now, how did the peer mentor option, you know, emerge for you?
Well, so, you know, I have an extensive background in incarceration, to be honest. You know, I've spent roughly around 10 years in the justice system. Mm. And I moved out to the Oregon coast from Indiana to start my life over. And, you know, I started a job and made some really, really close friends. And those friends ended up being like family to me, really. You know, the longest people I've known here, and that opened a door for me, and just took a chance. It was scary. I didn't know, and I refused to, you know, stay stuck.
Oh.
And so, I just took that step and I took that leap, and I've been there ever since, and just continue to grow and stay open and willing. And, you know, and I remember a guy back in the day told me, things beyond my wildest dreams will come true if I can just get clean and stay clean and find a new way to live. Yeah. And I think I have found that.
Well, I appreciate that. We're going to take our first break. And I would say to you going into the break, take a chance. Take a chance with Phoenix. They care about you. They've got the services, and we'll discuss that more in just a moment on Lincoln County Connections. We'll be right back. Thanks for joining us today on Lincoln County Connections. Savannah Staggs, Nicole Reardon, Phoenix Wellness Center. So you're native-owned, but you're available to the entire community. Just want to make sure people understand that, right? Because
Absolutely.
Maybe sometimes people think it's just a tribal member service.
Yes. So, okay. Yeah, definitely the community should for sure be aware that we are native-owned and operated. We have four owners that decided to go out on a limb and developed a phenomenal service to our community that was extremely needed, and we are growing rapidly. But with that being said, we reach every aspect of every
ethnicity.
So anybody, and we also have two bilingual employees at the moment, so we're able to just reach anybody anyway. You don't have to be native. It does definitely say native owned, but we are native owned. That does not mean that's the only service we provide.
And it sounds like maybe you'll be onboarding a nurse practitioner as well, which will give you more tools.
Yeah, we've been working hand in hand with Tammy Martin for probably close to the full year that I've been at Phoenix, actually. I have a really good friendship with her as well. So it was just really easy for me to get her involved. I actually started getting her involved with our Narcan events, which started a little bit over a year ago. And it's just kind of grown, you know, to having somebody that we can rely on. I can call her with questions about things. So we're definitely growing in the aspect of figuring out how to get her more involved with Phoenix. At the moment, right now, the way that works is if we have a client that comes in that's in a mental health situation, needs to get stabilized, needs some help, sometimes it's literally just her talking to them to help them know that they have somebody on their side in the medical field, right? Like I told you before, it brings a different element to the table having a medical provider's experience as opposed to, you know, a peer or somebody that's in addiction. So she's able to help them get stabilized, help them get any, if they have any medical needs, you know, she can meet those needs. It's just amazing to be able to just, it's a phone call away, and I can normally get them seen within a couple of days. And then get them stable until they can get into a mental health appointment, which in our community, everybody I'm sure is aware that takes some time.
Well, you talked about planting the seed, but where is also when lightning strikes that you need to be able to mobilize to wrap around somebody? How is that important as well?
Well, in the last 4 months, we've brought on two more peer mentors. We went from one community partner to three. So there's you know, always somebody there. We've got another goal. So, we specialize in addictions, but we also specialize in eliminating barriers and making sure that happens, you know, and walking with them to, you know, achieve those goals and move through the stages of change. It's about bettering themselves, you know, and us being there for that change and helping them achieve those goals and making new ones, right? And
there we go. Again? You're fine. Yep. Yep.
I think also too, you know, what's important, like you said, Casey, is just showing that person that we have that availability, that person that we can reach out to, because going back to that intimidating, that scary feeling of like, do I need help? Do I want help? And how do I get help? Being able to say, hey, dude, we even have a medical provider that we can refer you to. I'll walk them over there immediately, or as soon as possible. I always, you know, try to set up an appointment immediately for them. Like I said before, just hitting them right when they're most willing, because if you miss that window, whether it's with addiction, with your barriers, with medical, it's really hard to pull that person back in and surround them with the help that we do have available. And so if we can meet those needs immediately, it doesn't always happen, right? But that's the goal, is to make it always happen.
Appreciate it. Nicole Reardon, Savannah Staggs, Phoenix Wellness Center. We're going to take our next break and we'll be right back. Stay with us. Welcome back to Lincoln County Connection. So I have a Narcan kit in my truck. I'm thankful to be able to roll with having this tool. Now, the Narcan training, which, Nicole, I need to take to understand it more, Is this something, can people come by Phoenix and grab a Narcan kit? Why would you need or want to take the training? Talk about it.
Yeah, absolutely. So sounds like I'm going to see you on March 15th at 11 a.m. Okay. to 1 p.m., Casey, because that's our next event. In that event, we'll touch back on kind of just exactly what Narcan is, what the reason that, you know, the importance of carrying it. A lot of people think it's just for addiction, or for a drug addict, right? It's not. So I would really encourage you, if that's your mindset, to definitely come and listen to understand what that actually means and why it's important to carry it. Like Casey said, he's got one in his truck. I mean, I carry it everywhere with me. You never know where you might be that you might need it. We also will have Tammy Martin there with us and her knowledge around kind of how Narcan affects your system as a whole medically and what it will do as far as how it's an opioid reverser. And we're going to touch a little bit more at that event about what fentanyl is doing to our community and how it's changed the drug game, so to speak.
Okay. Right.
Yeah.
Small size, big power.
Absolutely. And yes, my answer to you is yes, we definitely have Narcan available to the community. So does Lincoln County Mental Health should have also. To the community. So I think, you know, if anybody has any questions, concerns, feel free to please just come in and ask for me. I would be happy to give you a one-on-one little tutorial on what it is and how to use it. But if you would like an abundance of information, I would say come to the next event, which I said will be March 15th at 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Phoenix Wellness Center downstairs.
And so like you said, Savannah, you're about reducing barriers and, you've got really, I'm looking at your website here and the services you provide. What is the best way to, what's the best entry point for Phoenix? I mean, how does it typically begin? Or I imagine it's, well, anyways, tell me about it.
We have so many different ways. You know, you can find us on Facebook, Phoenix Wellness Center. We have a website that has our application on it, phoenixwellnesscenter.org. And, you know, you can call our office. We make house calls. We will come to you.
Nice.
And that's transportation, right? Like we'll come to you, meet you at your house and bring you back to the office and talk with you. You know, there's really no limit on what we won't do. We'll drive out of the county, you know, just we'll get you.
Yeah.
If you want to come, you know, and some people don't know if they want to come yet, you know, and finding that little glimmer of hope, okay, I think I'm ready to take that step. A lot of people don't know that they have a problem until a bunch of stuff happens and they're like, oh my gosh, what am I supposed to do now? You know, and that's where we come in. Like, hey, we're going to walk with you on this journey and help you find a new way to live.
Yeah.
And I would say that's where a whole nother light switch comes on, right? We're able to go into the hospital or into their home or sit on the sidewalk with them or sit in their tent with them and talk to them. Meeting people in their own element changes the dynamic of conversation so much, right? Because then I'm aiding in trust already. I'm saying I'm going to come to you. I'm going to be in your environment to help you understand. And they might not know at that point when they call and we walk into their living room and say, hey, this is what's up. This is what we can do to help you. It kind of takes that fear stigma out, right? Because
Absolutely.
Now it's a comfort zone. I'm meeting you in your comfort zone, which I've definitely grown to see that. That is a huge way
Sounds
to plant
huge.
A seed.
It's just people that other people care. You know, we do care about you. Don't even know who your first name maybe, but we care about you. You are a person and you deserve to be here just like anybody else does.
Yeah, and the intimidation of going through, going to a place, you know.
Just walking into that building.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's great.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like that's maybe key to your success.
Absolutely.
You too. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Sorry we have to bring this program to a close, but our conversation today with Savannah Staggs, Nicole Raritan, Phoenix Wellness Center. As they said, you can find them on social. You can find them online. Appreciate the work you're doing and just grateful and impressed for how you have changed your lives. So inspiring. And thanks for coming in today, you two.
Thanks, Casey.
Okay.
Thank
All
you.
Right. Well, we will see you same time, same place next week. Look for this interview online, archived as a podcast. And see you next week at 9 a.m. on Lincoln County Connections. Have a great day.